with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. As November 5th approaches, there have been two instances of ballot boxes being set on fire in Oregon and Washington.
The Clark County, Washington auditor calls it heartbreaking. A ballot drop box at a transit center was set on fire. Hundreds of ballots were ruined. First responders put out the fire. A fire suppression system failed to work. Investigators are reviewing surveillance video for a possible culprit. Across the Columbia River in Portland, Oregon, an explosive device was dropped inside a ballot drop box in the early morning hours. A fire suppression system there did work. With just three ballots damaged, those voters are being given replacement forms. I'm Jackie Quinn.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is voicing confidence ahead of next week's general election. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Addressing Donald Trump's New York City rally Sunday evening, Speaker Johnson said Americans are ready to turn the page on the Biden-Harris administration.
Do you want four more years of open borders? I don't think you do.
And the GOP speaker said he's expecting a Republican sweep at the national level on November 5th.
We're going to grow the House majority. We're going to take back the Senate and send Donald Trump back to the White House.
Greg Clugston, New York.
Tourism officials on Florida's Gulf Coast say one of the ways concerned people can help the area recover is to visit as tourists. Even though some beaches are still closed to the public and debris is still piled next to streets from recent hurricanes Helene and Milton, 80% of hotels and businesses are open for business, even as cleanup and recovery continues. On Wall Street, a good day as the Dow is up by 273 points. This is SRN News. A major study on transgenderism is being squashed.
It was funded by the National Institutes of Health to the tune of $10 million and looked at how giving children puberty blockers to help them live as the opposite sex affected their mental health. But head researcher Dr. Joanna Olson Kennedy tells the New York Times she will not release the findings because they indicate that the drugs did not help the kids and says the results would be, quote, weaponized by critics of transgenderism. Dr. Olson Kennedy is a leading trans advocate. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Experts are hesitant to predict what will happen in South Dakota on Election Day. It's one of 10 states that put ballot measures related to abortion before the voters. It's also one of 14 states that banned abortion at every stage of pregnancy after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. South Dakota is reliably Republican in presidential elections. The last Democrat president to win there was Lyndon Johnson. This is SRN News. The Israeli military detained about 100 suspected Hamas fighters after a raid at a hospital in northern Gaza.
Israeli troops reportedly detained dozens of male medical staff and caused damage to Kamal Adwan Hospital, which had been struggling to function amid Israeli military operations in northern Gaza. A video showed the hospital director burying his 8-year-old son, whom he said was killed by Israeli forces on Saturday. Today, an Israeli general told journalists that some Hamas fighters had disguised themselves as medics and that weapons and intelligence documents had been found during the military raid. The intensity of Israel's offensive in Gaza is likely to have an impact on efforts to restart negotiations with Hamas via mediators.
The BBC's Yolanda Nell. Israel passed legislation that severely restricts the UN agency UNRWA, responsible for distributing aid to Gaza. More details at srnnews.com.